WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Ryan wins, Delta struggles. I'm Elliot Francis. It was an easy win for House Speaker Paul Ryan in Wisconsin's first congressional district primary overnight. Following his victory over Paul Nehlen, Ryan said he was thankful for all the support he's received.
People here, they know me well. They know I believe that to serve is to work to become part of the solution, not be part of the problem. They share my desire for political leadership that is inclusive, not divisive. They look at the horizon and they look for hope, not fear.
Delta Airlines will try to restore normal operations today after the carrier's computer system crashed Monday. The carrier now says it canceled about 775 flights yesterday as it worked to reset and get back to normal operation. About 90 more cancellations were expected today in an effort to get back to normal. The airline has also extended its travel waiver, offering compensation and cash vouchers to riders. I'm Elliot Francis. At a rally in North Carolina Tuesday, Donald Trump made remarks that some believe could be interpreted as a threat of violence against Hillary Clinton. Senior White House correspondent Jim Acosta has reaction.
Make no mistake, Democrats are very fired up over this. Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, a state that's been touched by gun violence. Obviously, the Sandy Hook tragedy happened there. Senator Murphy put out a tweet saying that this was not a gaffe on Donald Trump's part, that this was essentially a call for an assassination attempt.
The Secret Service says it's aware of Trump's comments. Well, the number of Zika cases linked to local mosquitoes at a neighborhood in Miami has risen to 21. Meanwhile, in a suburban Houston area, a baby with birth defects linked to Zika has died. Well, at the Olympics, Michael Phelps is a gold medal winner for the 21st time in his Olympic career. After winning gold in the individual 200-meter butterfly Tuesday, Phelps took more gold as part of the 4x200-meter freestyle relay team. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The neonatal intensive care unit at Prince George's Hospital Center remained closed this morning after a potentially dangerous bacteria was detected.
The bacteria was found during routine testing in the NICU, according to Neil Moore with Dimensions Health.
There was a cluster of positive swabs that were above what our normal number is.
Nine preemies were then moved to Children's National as the investigation continues. Two other preemies recently died in the unit, but Moore says there's no proof as of now that it had to do with the bacteria.
Patients in our NICU are critically ill patients, and so they often have a multitude of conditions.
The NICU is expected to remain closed for several days. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WikiLeaks is now offering a $20,000 reward as D.C. police continue to look for whoever killed a young staffer for the Democratic National Committee near his Washington home last month. Police believe Seth Rich was the victim of an attempted robbery. But many people have speculated that Rich was killed because of his work with the DNC, according to the Washington Post. Some have even wondered if Rich was the source of the leaked DNC emails that embarrassed the party leaders on the eve of their convention. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange would neither confirm nor deny whether Rich was a source. The executive director of the Maryland Republican Party has been chosen to fill an open seat in the House of Delegates. If appointed by Governor Larry Hogan, Joe Cluster would take the seat vacated recently by his father, John Cluster.
I'm honored to follow in such a great man's footsteps. I've been involved in politics since 2000.
That district they represent is in Baltimore County. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the NASDAQ at 5,225. Sports, Michael Phelps claims two more gold medals. Katie Ledecky also wins one as Team USA now has nine golds, 26 overall at the Summer Games. Baseball, the Nats lose to Cleveland. The O's fall again to Oakland. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're in good shape around the Capitol Beltway. 270, no troubles. Take you 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge into town with lanes open. Rock Creek Parkway, they're alternating traffic on near the Kennedy Center with the construction project, a long-term project scheduled to wrap at 6 a.m. On 95 Virginia, northbound as you pass 17 and Falmouth. Tractor trailer over to the shoulder. Looks like it may just be having a, looks like wasn't an accident. Police are just saying shoulder activity northbound 95 in Stafford. I'm not seeing too much of any backups there. 66 looks good. Coming through Manassas, through to the Beltway, and then through Falls Church. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat and humidity does continue over the next few days, probably right into the upcoming weekend. Low 90s today, maybe into the middle 90s tomorrow. Just isolated showers, thunder showers around. Could be some patchy fog during the morning hours. And the overnight lows will stay warm, too, in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Leesburg, 76 in La Plata, 78 degrees in Washington. A Justice Department report finds systemic racial bias in the Baltimore Police Department. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 5:07. You're listening to WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall, second only to the women's gymnastics team as America's favorite team. 6:35, John Lott, author of War on Guns, Second Amendment in the news. You know why. We'll talk about it. 7:05, Dan McHugh with Montgomery County Republicans about the term limits bill. At 7:15, we'll check in with Steve Kassenbaum, our man in Rio on the Olympics yesterday, another golden day for America. At 7:35, KT McFarland, and then at 8:15, John Bellinger. He's one of those 50 Republicans who signed that letter saying Trump is not fit to be president. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. What does he mean? Yeah, he's out there talking. And we have to figure out what it means. That's what this election cycle has become when it comes to Donald Trump. Another day, another controversy surrounding things that Donald Trump said on the campaign trail. We're going to play it out for you, and we're going to let you decide what he meant. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. If you've already heard this, get on the line and give us your thoughts about it. So Donald Trump's out there. He's on the campaign trail, and he is talking about Hillary Clinton, which is what he should be doing, obviously. And he's talking about how, you know, she's going to have a lot of sway over judges if she becomes the president in the next election. And then he added this. Listen carefully.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick, her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
But
I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day.
Well, it was that last thing that he said that sort of made people stand up and pay attention and raised a few eyebrows.
Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
All right, so when that was said, all manner of things started to happen. The Democrats cried foul and said that those comments were an attempt by Donald Trump to incite violence against his opponent. The Secret Service even went on board on their Twitter account last night, about 10 hours ago, and said the Secret Service is aware of the comments made earlier this afternoon, suggesting that it had been brought to their attention. Across the board, there was round criticism of what Donald Trump said. Bernice King, the niece of Martin Luther King, said it was distasteful, it was disturbing, and it was dangerous. Donald Trump, for his part, says, are you kidding me? No. I in no way was trying to suggest that action be taken against Hillary Clinton. What I was suggesting is that people who are passionate about the Second Amendment should be active politically, and that they will be. So there are also those who looked at it and said, it was a joke, folks, and it went badly, and, you know, but he was just teasing. Don't take it too seriously. How do you look at it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Larry, I've listened to it carefully, and I think it was one of those things that he says as an aside that he thought might be funny, and I think it fell flat. And I think, of course, he didn't mean it in the way that people are interpreting it. It was just a joke that went a little sour, and people need to lighten up a little bit. But the problem is, this is what everybody is talking about. This is what distracts from what was a wonderful day for the Trump campaign, because he had Hillary pinned against the mat. I mean, they had this Orlando rally for Hillary Clinton, and sitting in the audience right there, in view of all the cameras, right behind the candidate, was the father of the person who carried out the shootings in Orlando.
Omar Mateen's dad.
Yeah, I mean, that was a beautiful, beautiful moment for the Trump campaign to capitalize upon. But, of course, once again, Donald Trump has this unerring ability to grab defeat from the jaws of victory, and he makes this little aside comment, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's off to the races. What did Donald mean? And that's the discussion of the day. Am I being too harsh? I don't think so, because I think the guy keeps shooting himself in the foot unnecessarily with these little ad-libbed remarks. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Tell me what you think.
Well, I mean, in a way, it does make you miss the days of having to discuss Mitt Romney talking about women, binders full of women. I mean, if you're going to have an off-the-cuff gaffe, binders full of women is probably a better one than this one. I think I have the origin, the original sin here in this entire speech on where it all went wrong for Donald Trump. Just about 20 seconds before he made that comment, he was going through this whole litany of things where, okay, if Hillary Clinton's elected, this will happen, but if I'm elected, this will happen. And and then he got to the Second Amendment about four items in. Here's what he said at the beginning of that whole litany.
So, you know, I just wrote this down today. Hillary wants to raise taxes. It's a comparison. I want to lower them.
Okay, and then he goes on and on. But did you hear that, the first part of that, where he starts this whole part of his speech?
So, you know, I just wrote this down today.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that, Donald Trump. Don't. You got professional people writing your speeches. They're all vetting it. It sits up there. Listen, I understand we want Donald to be Donald, but when Donald is Donald, well, then he falls into these traps. I'm happy I don't work for the campaign. It's not my job to make excuses for Donald Trump. He can defend himself. That's not a radio host job. I don't defend politicians. I do think that you could interpret what he said as meaning, and therefore the Second Amendment voters who care about the Second Amendment are going to get out there and they're going to vote in November. They're going to stop Hillary Clinton. And with your help, we're going to get it done. You could interpret what he said that way.
But that's not what he said.
Well, he may have said it in his own inimitable way. I would have preferred he just say that instead of the Second Amendment. Because here's the thing. There is an assumption by many people in the media and by the left and by Democrats is Second Amendment people means gun-toting maniacs who are trigger-happy and ready to kill somebody, because that's actually what they believe Second Amendment people are. And you know what? For all I know, who knows? Donald Trump, that may have been the root of his joke. But yeah, not helpful to his campaign, that's for sure.
All right, to the phone lines we go. We'll start with the David in Haymarket. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Brian and Larry. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I think it's pretty obvious what Donald Trump was saying. I think Donald Trump was saying that the Second Amendment was created to defend ourselves against an overbearing government. And he's really talking about armed insurrection. He's not talking about attacking Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Well, is that better, David?
It certainly scares the left, doesn't it?
It doesn't just scare the left. I'm sorry. I don't think it's controversial to say that I fear the prospect of armed insurrection from the citizens in this country against their government. I sure hope that doesn't happen, don't you, David?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Nobody wants that.
So let me just, and here's the thing, and I get it, and I know a lot of people have said, well, that's what he meant. You started this by saying it's pretty obvious that that's what Donald Trump meant. Is it really that obvious? Really?
As soon as I heard the clip, that's exactly where my mind went. It didn't go to assassination.
Armed insurrection. Like See, I think it's fair. I think we can agree that it can be interpreted a lot of different ways, and I think that's the problem.
Well, listen, what do you think he meant? Once again, we are trying to decipher the words of Donald Trump. What did he mean? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning it is around the Capitol Beltway. No problems Maryland or Virginia. Do want to give you a heads up on a broken down car on the inbound 14th Street Bridge because you're coming up on it at speed. We don't want it to be an accident. 395 northbound on the 14th Street Bridge in the right lane for this broken down car. And if you're coming off of the George Washington Parkway as you merge onto the 14th Street Bridge, it'll be right in front of you. So extra caution, please. 95 northbound as you come through Dale City up through to the Beltway and onto 395. Nice and quiet. 66 westbound. Let's get you out near Haymarket. That's where we have work zone. Westbound between Gainesville and Haymarket. The left lane is blocked. And at times, 20-minute full closures, but only those full closures up until 6 a.m. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies early and then partly cloudy skies this afternoon. But boy, get ready for the humidity. This is going to be one of the most humid days of the year. We're also going to have areas of patchy fog, so watch yourself on your drive in. Today's high is 93 degrees. And did I say humid? Humid. Muggy for those of you in the Midwest. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy after midnight. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible, low 77. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and again, hot and humid. We got humid days ahead of us for the next several days. Tomorrow, also a stray shower possible. Tomorrow's high is 94. Right now, it's 79 degrees at 5:16.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Yeah, so Donald Trump's out on the campaign trail, and he's talking about the Second Amendment and how Hillary's going to appoint judges that will do away with the Second Amendment. And nothing you can do about it, folks. Well, except you Second Amendment people, maybe you could do something about it. And then the people went nuts. And that's what happens in this campaign cycle. You say something off the cuff, and then you give them an opening, and the media and the Democrats will, of course, drive a truck through that opening. But, you know, what did he mean? Because some people are saying, no, that's not what he meant. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Bill and Arlington.
Can I just jump in real fast?
Yeah.
Donald Trump yesterday on Hannity, it happened last night in the 10 o'clock hour, said that he meant that Second Amendment people will get out there and be motivated and vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said he meant. And he also said, and I'm quoting him now, there can be no other interpretation of my remarks. So right there, our last caller who said it's obvious he was talking about armed insurrection. Well, no, according to Mr. Trump, your interpretation is incorrect. There's only one interpretation, and there can only be possibly one interpretation, and that is he was talking about voting.
Yeah, clearly, it's not that clearly.
I think it's a little insulting to suggest that we're out of line for suggesting there may be another interpretation.
Bill in Arlington, you're up first with or up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Great. I think two things. One, it isn't going to matter what this man says. They're going to tear it apart, pick it apart, because they've got to keep him off track. His thing has got to be the economy, and the wall, or whatever his thing is that got him there. And they are trying their best to keep him off track, and so they're going to say anything and pick anything apart. That's
Bill,
number one.
Bill,
number
hold on. But hold on. No, stop. I got to stop you right there. Bill, Okay. Listen, I don't disagree with you. Yes, if you say something that is stupid, the Democrats are going to pick you apart. If you say something that's stupid, the media is not going to give you a break. The way you avoid this is you don't say stupid things.
Yeah, but how come the media doesn't tear the Democrats apart when they say stupid things?
Bill, listen, we're not here to carry water for the media. You know that. You've listened long enough. When you say it doesn't matter what he says, they're going to pick him apart,
but the problem is, the proof is in the pudding. It's not the Republicans or the gun-carrying conservatives that are shooting people. It's the liberals. It's the left that are killing people, not the conservatives.
I understand. Bill, you don't think that Donald Trump carries any responsibility for this off-the-cuff remark?
No, I do not think that was a serious remark. I really don't.
Oh, you think it was a joke?
I do.
And what do you think?
Remark.
Okay, and Bill, what do you think the joke was?
Well, it may not have been a joke per se, but it wasn't meant serious. He didn't put out a marching order to go kill judges.
Of course not.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Of course he didn't. No. I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying you think it was a joke. See, Brian and I think it was a joke too. But Donald Trump says no, it wasn't a joke. I was talking about votes. So right there, that we're not picking him apart. I think we're acting like normal human beings hearing those words and saying, "Oh, he's joking."
Well, I'll be honest with you, sir. What I think is there's enough people on the left that are tearing apart, we don't have to do it for him.
Well, you know what? We're very critical of Hillary Clinton when she makes a goof, and we spend a lot of time talking about that. But I think people who put their blinders on and say this is not, you know, a thing are doing a disservice, because it is a thing, and it is having an impact on his numbers, and he needs to be more disciplined about his comments. It's not that hard to put a speech in front of you that's been vetted and then to read the dang speech.
Tony in Arlington, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Tony.
You know, the thing is, and the thing everybody needs to ask themselves, is Donald Trump a serious candidate? And he's not.
Well,
which I think he was joking. He was joking. But the problem is, words matter. Yeah. You can't say things like that and then just say, oh, I was just joking.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not a serious candidate. I mean, Hillary Clinton tries to make stupid jokes all the time. Remember when she said, "I want people to Pokemon Go to the polls." I mean, Tony, it's not fair to just say Donald Trump is not a serious candidate. He's serious.
Yeah, but being a serious candidate for president, you don't joke about armed insurrection. And you just like you don't joke about Russians hacking into government computer systems. Like, you don't, those aren't things that you joke about when you're asking to be president.
Well, I do think that there's a lot of forgiveness out there for jokes that are made on the other side of the political equation, because they just, oh, yeah. And for that matter, I mean, what about the fact that, as Brian pointed out, the father of the terrorist who just slaughtered 50 people in Orlando shows up cheering Hillary Clinton at a rally, and her campaign says, "Oh, we didn't know he was going to be here." Oh, well, yeah, he was selected to be standing behind her in the frame of the shot. Those people, you know, go through a little bit of a process and get handpicked. But the media will shrug about that, Tony. Listen, there is a double standard here. And to just say that Donald Trump is not a serious candidate. No, he's a serious candidate. He's a serious candidate who makes a lot of unforced errors. That's what he is.
More of your call straight ahead. It's 522.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the Fives. Here is Jamie Whitten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, just seeing some of the volume forming on Maryland 270. No surprise at this time of the morning as you head through Urbana down toward the exit 4109 to some of those brake lights. 66 eastbound coming through Manassas to the Beltway. Nice and quiet. Westbound, it's the road work set up between Gainesville and Haymarket blocking the left lane. They are scheduled to have intermittent 20-minute full closures until 6 o'clock, so keep that in mind. Across the 14th Street Bridge with the stalled car. Northbound 395, you're coming up on this at speed. Again, we don't want this to be a crash, so be very careful. 395 north on the 14th Street Bridge. They managed to get over to the right shoulder. You'll see some flashing lights, but a tough merge as you come off of the northbound George Washington Parkway onto the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much rain in the rain bucket today? An isolated late day evening shower, thunder shower. Otherwise, pretty humid and pretty hot. Temperatures out are just above 90 degrees with clouds early, some sunshine developing as the day goes on. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 degrees, 526.
So, Donald, you're talking about the power of people that are in favor of the Second Amendment, and they have tremendous political power. And I think they really are strong. They're united. And in fact, the National Rifle Association just came out and they agree that that is absolutely the way they feel, too.
Well, that was Donald Trump trying to clean things up last night on the Hannity show. Donald Trump says, you know, look, maybe the Second Amendment people can take care of this this thing. All manner of craziness ensued. Lynn in Martinsburg, what did he mean? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Well, I think that we all know what he meant, and it wasn't not really to harm anybody. I think the whole solution to this is what somebody ought to do is take one of those little earbuds like the TV newscasters use,
yeah,
stick it in his ear when he's doing a speech and start screaming in his ear when he says something stupid.
Somebody said, no, back to the script.
Don't go there.
All right, Lynn, thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. How about Randy in Virginia? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very quickly.
I say, so what if Trump was insinuating armed insurrection? Our own Constitution does. It says when government becomes intolerable, people can rise up and eliminate it.
I think that's in the Declaration of Independence.
I have no problem with all of what he said.
Yeah, okay. Randy, I hear you. A lot of people don't have a problem with what he said, and that's fine, too, by the way. My biggest problem right now is with Donald Trump in his remarks just now saying that there can be no other interpretation. Don't say that I'm crazy, because Randy in Virginia and I both think that he meant something violent about this or some sort of armed insurrection. We're not the problem here. Mm. How about you use good words, make it clear, and then we won't have any room for interpretation.
It's 528.
Built for business. In business, time is money. And business money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's awesome recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. And congratulations to the Reynolds Team for being named for the fourth year in a row one of the top teams in Virginia by the Wall Street Journal. Listen, this is critical. Don't just hire any agent or one that claims to be an area specialist when really they have minimal reach and risk losing thousands and wasted time having your home shown to tire kickers. You know what I mean? Get Sarah and Debbie's proven home selling systems working for you instead. They're so confident they'll sell your home that if it doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. Start packing tomorrow. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. If you want top dollar in a fast sale, call the only agents I would call to make this happen and the only ones I would trust to sell my home. The Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing today.
Coming up, do you hate it when people tell you who won the Olympics before you can watch it on tape delay that night? We'll talk about it and also tell you who won the Olympics yesterday, so no spoilers there. After the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. This morning, there is yet another Donald Trump remark that he and the GOP are having to try and explain away.
This was supposed to be the week where Donald Trump was sticking to the script, but instead, he set off yet another political firestorm with this comment.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Now, the Clinton campaign quickly seized on that remark as an apparent threat against Hillary Clinton, saying that Donald Trump was promoting violence. As for the Trump campaign, they insisted that was not the case at all.
Correspondent Sarah Murray reporting, House Speaker Paul Ryan has easily won the Republican primary in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District.
People know who I am, they know what I believe in, and they know I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and I don't do it in a mean way. And I think that's the kind of politics, that's the kinds of policies that Wisconsinites, Republicans reward.
Now, just a week ago, Donald Trump publicly thanked Ryan's opponent for his support and told the Washington Post he wasn't ready to endorse Ryan. Three babies in the neonatal intensive care unit at Prince George's Hospital Center have tested positive for a potentially deadly bacteria, leading the hospital to shut down the NICU and transfer its tiny patients to other hospitals. CDC investigators say the bacteria can lead to severe illness and death for people with compromised immune systems. The Justice Department's releasing a report today that reportedly will say there is widespread, long-standing, systemic racial bias in the Baltimore Police Department. The investigation was launched after the death of Freddie Gray. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the NASDAQ at 5,225. Sports, Max Scherzer takes a no-hit bid into the seventh inning, but the Nats come up short and lose to the Indians. The O's fall to Oakland again. In Rio, two more gold medals for Michael Phelps, one more for Katie Ledecky, as Team USA now has 9 gold medals, 26 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to IdentifyEPI.com and take the symptom quiz. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, up to a pretty good start here. 95-29 Baltimore Washington Parkway, no incidents. Take you 50 John Hanson Highway, leaving the Beltway, going eastbound as you approach 197. That's where we had some overnight road work still along the right side, but no delay. 270 volume forming through Urbana and Hyattstown. Virginia, 95 as you come through Woodbridge. A little bit of those brake lights. 395 wide open from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, where on the 14th Street Bridge, still a broken down car. No help with it. It's on the right shoulder, so please use caution heading through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chance. It's pretty low. Humidity's up, though. Has probably low 90s today, about 93, with some sun this afternoon. It's a fog early. And then with a late day shower thunderstorm threat, we'll still see the numbers fairly warm through the evening and then overnight fall back to a warm 77. Isolated storms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Chantilly, 75 and only 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, John Lott, author of War on Guns, will join us. 7:05, Dan McHugh, he's one of the Montgomery County Republicans who is trying to push through term limits in Montgomery County. Steve Kastenbaum from Rio at 7:15, KT McFarland at 7:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yesterday, the U.S. women's Olympic team won the gold medal for all-around competition, and it was an incredible night. These five ladies, the final five team, that's what they're calling themselves, the final five, because in future Olympics, there will not be five-member teams. Remember how it used to be the seven players on a team? Then they reduced it to five starting next Olympics. It'll be four, so they call themselves the final five. They won the Olympic gold, and by the way, they won it in the afternoon, around 5:10 in the afternoon yesterday. And did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that they had won before you watched on tape delay on NBC? NBC's facing a lot of criticism right now because they are tape delaying everything and showing it later in the evening in these packages, and it becomes this real dance right now where people don't want to hear what happened. You know, they say, oh, don't spoil it for me. No spoiler alerts, no spoiler alerts. Well, it's not a spoiler alert because it's news. It actually happened. You know, spoiler alerts are for fiction, for, you know, dramas, for films, for television series that you're watching and you haven't watched it yet, so you don't want a spoiler. But this is an actual news event. It happened. But people are trying their best, and many news outlets are trying their best not to report the news. Are you okay with that? Does it bother you if you know ahead of time that a team won?
And do you not want it to be reported? Are you, or do you want NBC to just come right out of the bat? And first of all, you want news agencies to announce this stuff? And do you want NBC to just announce it going in? 888-630-9625. I think it's an interesting conversation. 888-630-WMAL. We're going to run down all of the wins last night. It was a huge day for the U.S. Olympics team. But I think this is an interesting quandary. I will never forget, as I was watching the USA-Russia hockey game in 1980, probably one of the greatest moments in American Olympics history.
It truly was,
We were watching it on ABC as a kid in Detroit, and we like our hockey in Detroit. And we're watching it, and the game is tied, I believe, in the third period. And it goes to break, a timeout, or, you know, and they go to commercial. And the local news guy breaks in with a news alert, you know, they're just like a tease. You know, coming up tonight at 11... Coming up tonight at 11, the Americans beat Russia. This is on the exact same channel that we're watching the game. And we didn't know. And we didn't know.
I bet those guys got some hot phone calls.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So, but that being said, I like to know going in. I think it makes it more fun if you know what the results are. You still watch, don't you? I don't know. Where are you on this?
Well, I think it's changed. I think there was a time, like when you were a kid, and there were three networks, and not social media out there, and not this ability to have information delivered to your phone, you know, on a moment's notice as soon as it happens. I think it's changed. And I think in those days, yeah, it made sense to sort of say, okay, look, we're not going to tell you about this. Or, you know, a lot of newscasters will, like, raise a flag. They wave an American flag. If you don't want to hear this, I'm about to give the Olympic results.
Right, yeah.
And they do that. And that was the way it was always handled when I was in local news. And I thought that was okay. But here's this thing. I hold in my hand a smartphone. And I follow, you know, Associated Press and Fox News and all of the different news agencies around the country. And they send me text alerts when big news happens.
Well, you're in the business of
news,
though.
I'm in the business of knowing that. But I think a lot of people do that. And they see things and it pops up on your phone. Oh. Okay, yeah, so yeah, I did know. But I still wanted to see the women's gym. I mean, I don't know, swimming to me, if you know the end result, it's not that exciting to me, but I love to watch the gymnastics. So, I still want to see some of it. And so I did watch it last night, even though I knew the outcome.
As I've mentioned in the past, my wife she has a serious, dangerous addiction to the Olympics, and she was streaming the gymnastics competition in her office. So during the drive at 5 yesterday, while I was on the air, she sent me an instant message saying, hey, we just won the gold, and she gave me the scores and everything. It was a landmark win. They were perfect from the gate. It was fantastic. Make sure you let the listeners know. And it was a quandary for me. And thankfully, we had plenty to talk about yesterday on the Drive at 5, so I didn't need to spend time during the broadcast.
So you get a text message from your wife during the show.
Yeah.
That's got to be distracting.
Nah, usually I ignore it. Randy in Virginia, you're on WMAL. Do you want the spoiler, or do you want it to be the drama that NBC wants it to be?
But Barry, with all due respect, you've got the answer yourself. It's sports, which is more akin to the fiction analogy you made earlier.
It's not. Well, no, that's not true. It's a real life event that's happening. It's not fiction.
It's something that's happening, but it's not news. There's a difference. It's not important. The world doesn't turn on sports. It turns on politics, on war, on science, famine. But really?
Well, we can get into a long discussion about what news is. I mean, that's been debated for years. I think news is stuff that's happening in the world that's interesting.
And that people are interested in, and it affects them. And this does affect people, Randy. It affects them emotionally. It affects them spiritually. But I take your point. It's not, you know, it's not a murder. It's not something like that. By the way, let me tell you a little bit of what happened last night. If you haven't already heard, our local Marylander, Michael Phelps, won his 21st gold last night. Two golds, in fact. So the Phelps face worked. And Katie Ledecky, also local Maryland girl, won her gold. Also, by the way, on Phelps's 200-meter relay team, relay team that won, there was also a Richmond local from Richmond, Virginia. Townley Haas is his name. So there's another Virginian winning a gold medal, too. Plus, as I mentioned, the women's team won the gold medal. So a great night for Olympics. Rugby team did great. Whole lot going on. We will get you up to date with more Olympics coverage, of course, as the morning goes on. And our man in Rio, Steve Katzenbaum, who's been doing the samba on Copacabana Beach pretty much the entire time when he's not talking to us.
It's now 5:43 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The commander of the Army's Training and Doctrine Command, General David Perkins, recently challenged military, industry, and academic leaders attending the Mad Scientist Conference at Georgetown University to think differently about the future. The task the Mad Scientists were being asked to perform was to describe the strategic security environment in 2050. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1919. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1919.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's talk about northbound 95 slowing right now as you come through Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan and Woodbridge, right at the exit for 123. And as commuters come off of 123, that's where we have the crash. It's able to get off to both shoulders, but the flashing lights, everyone's distracted there. Beyond and through Lorton and Newington, a little bit of volume. 395 still pretty much up at speed, so watch. We still are dealing with the broken down car on the 14th Street Bridge. It's over on the right shoulder. No problems right now. Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. We like this good start. Nice and quiet. And for 270, it's just been about the volume growing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat and humidity does continue over the next few days, probably right into the upcoming weekend. Low 90s today, maybe into the middle 90s tomorrow. Just isolated showers, thunder showers around. Could be some patchy fog during the morning hours, and the overnight lows will stay warm, too, in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
79 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, so Hillary Clinton is in Kissimmee, Florida, you know, right outside Orlando, not far from Disney World, and she's doing a rally, and she's talking about, you know, the tragedy that occurred there, the shooting tragedy that occurred at the nightclub there, that left so many people dead, and, well, here's how local TV was reporting on it.
And I know how many people, family members, loved ones, and friends are still grieving.
Notice the man right behind Secretary Clinton with the mustache and wearing a red hat. That's the father of the Orlando shooter.
Yeah, right there behind Hillary, you know, where they put people, they actually pick people to sit behind the candidate.
Right,
so that they'll have a nice mixture of faces, and they'll be put there so that the cameras see, a melange of people from all different walks of life that are there.
Of course, I'm sure that the campaign from Hillary's side said, oh, look at this guy, he looks ethnic, let's put him up there.
Yeah, and so they actually talked to this guy, Sadiq Mateen.
We ran into him at a rest stop on the way back to West Palm Beach.
Clinton is good for United States versus Donald Trump.
and showed us a sign he made for Hillary Clinton.
So tell us why you wanted to stop and talk now.
Well, I felt like to tell you why I stopped to talk to you, because it's very important for the United States of America, especially the election. I was invited by Democratic Party.
Just like a come support Hillary, just a regular chain email or a personal invitation?
So it came out, I'm a member. So as a member, I get the invitation. So
he's a Democrat. Sure he is. Betcha he is.
Yeah.
He's a Democrat.
How embarrassing for this administration, for this campaign. And so the campaign tried to clean it up. So, well, he wasn't an invited guest. Well, yeah, he was. He got the email just like everybody else did. He was, I can guarantee you, I've been to so many of these rallies. I have seen it happen time and time again. They go out and they specifically look through the crowd and they pull people out of the general crowd at times to put them behind the candidates so that they have, especially the Democrats love to do this, so they have, you know, a bunch of different kinds of faces in the background.
Right.
And so that it looks like it's the fabric of America is there supporting the candidate, and they chose this guy to be right behind Hillary Clinton. And little did they say they didn't know. They may not have known it with who he was, but they absolutely had a hand in picking him to be behind the candidate.
Well, listen, Hillary Clinton can't identify our enemy and call them radical Islamic terrorists. She can't identify them in a speech, so I'm not surprised that she and her staff can't identify the father of one of these terrorists, and a man, frankly, who I believe may have even inspired his son to do what he did with his anti-gay and anti-American rhetoric. Let's understand who Clinton supporter Mr. Mateen is. He has ties with the Taliban.
Right.
He has run for president of Afghanistan from here in the United States because he's a little crazy. He produces anti-American YouTube video shows slamming America. He is anti-American, and he's a Democrat, and he supports Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
He's also suggested that the Pulse nightclub is partially to blame for his son's murderous rampage. He's also said that God, Allah, will punish gay people. This is the kind of stuff that this guy grew up with. It's good to know that Hillary has locked up that very important parents of radical Islamic terrorists vote.
Yes, that's very, very...
And you know, when they say, oh, well, this has nothing to do with us. Yeah, you know what? They spend plenty of time criticizing who supports Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has no control over that. So what's good for the goose is good for this gander.
It is now 5:51 on WMAL.
Say, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we failed again. That's right. This past Monday was Earth Overshoot Day. You never heard of that? Well, maybe you know it by its old name. It used to be called Ecological Debt Day. In any event, this past Monday was the day that humanity officially used up more resources than the Earth can replenish every year, supposedly. The Huffing and Puffington Post summed up the dire nature of your collective failure this way. They said, we've already used up Earth's resources for this year, and it's only August. You understand what this means. For the rest of the year, each and every one of you are going to be consuming resources you shouldn't. You'll be taking resources that belong to future generations. Every time you turn on the lights, every time you use the sink, or ask the grocer for a paper bag, or drive your car, you are using resources you don't own. You are a failure and a thief. And there's worse news. In 1971, Earth Overshoot Day was on December 24th, Christmas Eve. But thanks to your never-ending greed and your inability to control yourself, you people are using up Mother Earth's gifts at an alarming rate. And if this doesn't stop, you're going to strip Mother Earth bare and find out what it's like to live in a world with no resources at all. So ashamed of all of you. I mean, when are you going to freaking learn? You're stealing your kids' future, for crying out. Even their light bulbs.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst. Listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvi's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvi's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1212. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1212.
All right, month of August, and it's, again, another opportunity to save if you go to the Ackerman Security Service and get security monitoring from Ackerman. $19.95 a month, that's how much it costs. And, you know, it doesn't cost anything to switch over. It's free to switch over. And then, you know, for 3 months... If you get it during the month of August, you won't have to pay anything. That's the deal right now. Mention WMAL, get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. So nothing to change. You get 3 months free. And by the way, you're only going to pay $19.95 a month when you start to pay. How much are you paying right now for that security monitoring service? Ackerman can protect you with burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring just for $19.95 a month. If you want a little more, you want the bells and whistles, for a few dollars more, you can see screenshots, video clips, be alerted to the moments when people enter or exit your home or business with their Total Connect service. It can also adjust lights, locks, thermostats through a smartphone or tablet. Very high-tech, very secure. Can't recommend Ackerman Security enough. They do security better than anyone else because that's all they do. Okay, once again, save get 3 months of monitoring free if you mention WMAL. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95-395. Let's begin out of Dale City to Woodbridge. Yes, you're in that stop and go. And as you pass the Prince William Parkway over in the service roadway there, that's where we have the crash. Over to the shoulder. Help is there. And if you're coming off of the Prince William Parkway, you're just beyond as you merge onto 95. Then beyond at 123, separate incident, over to the shoulder. 395 on the 14th Street Bridge. I've been talking about this broken down car in the shoulder all morning. Still there, right shoulder. Now it looks like help has put a cone in the right lane. It's dark. Nobody can see the cone until you're up on it. So stay out of that right lane. Inbound over the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm, humid air sticking around. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees or just above today. We'll get some sunshine, especially into the afternoon, becoming partly sunny. Could be some fog around, maybe a stray shower or storm by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 79 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Witten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that.
Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Coming up on WMAF,
we'll be joined by John Lott, who's got a book called War on Guns. It seems appropriate given what's going on with the campaign right now. We'll talk to him coming up right after the news.
Tim Tebow has given up his NFL dreams. He wants to be a major league pitcher. Well, Mom, Dad, if your kid shows promise in both football and baseball coming out of high school,